And next we have suicide, or see also hopeless spirits. So as we know, the end of a whole train of thought would be suicide. It's the caboose on the train, and a whole line of thoughts that it works with: hurt, unloved, guilt, shame, depressed feelings, getting to a point where we feel like there is no way out and we're just spiraling down this pit. And so therefore, the only outcome we see is death. That is the end. That's our only way of escape, and that's the way the spirit wants us to feel. So the definition is to intentionally take one's own life. So this is not an accidental thing. This is an intentional thing, to intentionally take one's own life. And some phases of spirit to help us with this would be appreciation. So we need more appreciation for what God has given us, the life he has given. And it's made up of love, grace, and workmanship, as we had before. And another thing that can help us is jealousy, which is a protective phase of spirit. It can help us to fight, to protect, to guard our life. And compassion. And this phase of spirit, compassion, is good to help fight a suicide spirit, because compassion really cares. It cares about our own soul, and our own life, and thereby it can enable us to be moved to get the help that we need to get out of the situation, to be made whole. Joy is another phase of spirit to help lighten the load spiritually, to help strengthen us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Goodness, to be the optimist, a cheerful person, rather than the pessimist, which is what is connected with the suicide spirit, is always seeing the downside. There's no reason to live. There is no hope. And God says, that's a lie. There is hope. There is a reason. Look at the bright side of things. Psalms 118:17.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
So here's a good scripture that we can pull out against a suicide thought in our mind, or a hopeless spirit that wants us, that doesn't care about our life, that says, what's the use? It doesn't matter anyway. I shall not die. That's my decision. I will not die. I will live, and I'm going to declare God's works. Romans 15:13.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
So we don't have to be hopeless and at the end of our rope and feeling there's no way out except death. God is a God of hope, and we too can have, we can abound in the same hope that God himself has. We can grow in that hope. He can fill us with all the things, including joy and peace, that we need. Proverbs 19:23.
The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil.
So if we have the fear of the Lord, or honor God, then that tendeth to life. God wants us to have life. He does not want us to wish death upon ourselves. 1 Timothy 4:8.
Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come.
So there is hope. There is something to live for. And God says his godliness, what he has, his holiness, his Holy Spirit, it can profit us. And there is a reason to get it in our mind. It has a promise of life connected with it. And it's life that we can have right now, experience now, and also in the hereafter. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called.
So don't throw the towel in, give up, want to die or kill ourselves. Scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. Hang in there, fight those spirits, and lay hold on eternal life. God's called us to have life. He doesn't call us to die. Titus 3:7.
We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
All these scriptures talk about hope and eternal life, and that's what God wants us to be, a hopeful people, having eternal life, having the desire for life, a zeal, a zest for life. 2 Peter 1:3.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Amen. So God has a lot of power, and it is divine, and he has given unto us all these things that produce life and godliness in us, not death. There's a lot to live for. Deuteronomy 30:19.
I have set before you life and death. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
So God didn't originate death, but it happens to be in the creation at this time. And as a result, he says, here's your choice, life or death. I want you to choose life. Please choose life so that you can live.